Let's get to Russ Goldman. He is the Fulham blogger who I know must be close to soiling his underwear today as he gets very, 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 very close to, you know, what would be European Cup, UEFA Cup glory.
Would be a remarkable journey.
But you wanted to give us an update on the proposed Old Firm derby in Boston.
Yeah, I do, guys. Hi, how are you?
Welcome, thank you. Thank you for coming back on.
Yeah, the Boston Herald just released a story. I think it was added about 15 minutes ago that Rangers and Celtic are going to play at Fenway Park on July 21st.
Fenway Park?
Yeah. Fenway Park. It's going to be 70,000, isn't it? What's the capacity?
No, it'll probably be more like 40,000.
What's the capacity at Fenway?
The capacity is about 38,000.
Ah, well, they'll definitely be packed. So it's actually been...
That would be much better than going to Gillette Stadium. Much better.
I couldn't agree with you guys more about that. It's
Fenway's quality. And you get someone like Chris Boyd to try and hit the ball over the Green Monster.
What's that? You mean the Green Monster of the Celtic team?
No. They have this thing. They have this huge wall up in left field at Fenway Park, and it's called the Green Monster.
Ah.
And it's where, you know, for it to be a home run, it has to go over the Green Monster. But Chris Boyd or something like that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't really care.
That would be Marc-Antoine Fortuny that would
yes,
do that. Not Chris Boyd.
Oh,
Boyd generally puts it in between
sticks. They'd be doing practice against the Green Monster. Oh, that'd be quality. Now, that's quality. Although, of course, the green, that might show some favoritism to Celtic.
Okay. So it's definitely a done deal then?
That's what it looks like.
That's fantastic. Now, that would be worth going
to. Did it mention what money's involved, appearances, or what obviously, they're doing it for the money.
I'll just read this to you. It says the Greater Boston Convention Visitors Bureau said the economic... Well, it just talks about the economic impact they believe to be about $35 million to the city of Boston. So they're considering this a huge event.
Of course it's a huge event. Are you kidding me? With Boston's links to Ireland and... of course, Celtic's links to Ireland, and then, of course, Rangers' links to Celtic. This is going to be a big event. Let's just hope and pray that people go with a good state of mind and they walk out next to each other after the game and no other issues take place. As a Rangers fan, I'm fearful.
There you go. Quite frankly, though, if it does, I think what these people are going to find out that this ain't England or this isn't Britain. Those police will arrest you in 2 seconds flat.
Well, that's obviously the end result, Stephen, but
we didn't have to get that.
We just don't want the game tarnished
all right,
at all.
Let's get to it. Your thoughts about tonight, and I'm right. Was I right? Did you hear what I was saying about Fulham's European pedigree? It's the Intertoto Cup in 2002-2003, and then I think they went out to someone in the second or third round of the UEFA Cup. But this is really uncharted territory for them.
It absolutely is, Stephen. This is the biggest match in the team's history. We keep on saying this is the biggest match, and it just keeps on getting bigger and bigger. And to be honest with you, I would be thrilled if they get out of Germany today with a draw. I would be thrilled.
Okay. A score draw, I think, is what you really mean.
I should have mentioned scoring at least a goal.
Well, don't forget, I mean, Hamburg have got some tidy players. Mladen Petric, he's unavailable for this one. I think he's got a hamstring or a groin or something. He's a terrific player. He's been, I think, will maybe get... maybe get his position taken by Paulo Guerrero, who's the nut job that threw the bottle of water at the fan. He's been banned for league play, but he can play in Europe because it was a DFB ban. It was not a UEFA ban. So you look out for him. But I think Janssen might be out for them, but they've still got Zeroberto. They've still got Pierre Trukowski. They've still got Van Nistelrooy and, of course, Guerrero. And Rost, the goalkeeper's not too bad. So they've got some good players there. I mean, Yaro Lima around the midfield and Zeroberto could be handy, but... Give us your Fulham starting lineup. I mean, I think we all know the names anyway, but who do you want to play in this game?
Well, the way I look at it, it's probably going to be Bobby Zamora and Zoltán Gyökér up front.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping that you see Clint Dempsey and Damian Duff on the sides in the midfield with Danny Murphy and probably Dixon Atu in the center midfield, and then you have the back four being Aaron Hughes, I would say probably
Brenna
Hangeland, and then you'd probably have as well Paul Konchesky, and then Chris Baird. And then Paul Schwartz.
And you know
I
what?
Mean, Mark Schwartz.
Mark Schwartz, yeah. And Chris, I like Chris Baird. I think he's a good Baird. I think he's been a tidy player. However, what is the problem with Dempsey? Is it his knee or his thigh?
It's his thigh.
I see,
It's his thigh, and I actually heard an interview with Roy Hodgson on last Friday saying that they were hoping that he would be ready for this game. So I've been hearing reports out of England that he might be playing.
Now, Nicky Shorey can't play for you because he played for who? He played for Villa, right?
That is correct.
I see. And what about Stefan Okaka?
Stefano Okaka cannot, and neither can John Pansel.
Oh, because they played for other teams in the competition.
Well, John Pansel, they
didn't.
They didn't put him on the list in time.
They didn't register.
Yeah, Okaka did play for somebody else, didn't he?
Yes, he played for Roma.
Roma, that's right, yeah. Okay, well, what do you think is going to happen? Can you get the away goal?
I'm pretty confident that they can. I really do.
So am I.
They seem to play a more aggressive style on the road in the Europa League, and that's what they're going to need to do today.
What do you make of, and I think, quite frankly, for a club like Fulham, and I say that not disparagingly at all, I think the way that Roy Hodgson...
How many miles have they covered this
year? A lot, but I think the way Roy Hodgson is setting out his team, like, he knows they're not being relegated, they're not in any dogfight, and they're not... What's that?
I know.
What?
Over 18,000.
Have they? You know, they're not getting relegated, they're not doing anything, and he is putting out, essentially, somewhat weakened teams in the Premier League, which I think he's got every single right to do.
Yep.
You as Fulham fans don't mind this, do you?
I would say most Fulham fans don't. It bothers me, but I understand it. I definitely understand it because this has become the focus. Because you're on the steps of history. You have to go for it. And if you're going to go for it, something is going to give. And it's been the Premier League.
Yeah. Of course, and Fulham is a good size club, but not a club that has a squad with depth, but they don't have quality depth.
Yeah. Now the big question, obviously, for Fulham fans, and I don't want to jump too far ahead, but I'm not a Fulham fan, so I will. Who would you rather avoid in the final? I say you would rather avoid Atletico Madrid in the final. I think you've got a better chance against Liverpool, and I'm not knocking Liverpool, but I think in the matchup with the Premier League style. The matchup, you know the team, etc., etc. I think it would be a better matchup for you in the final with Liverpool.
I couldn't agree with you more. I hate to jinx myself by talking about getting to the final, but if they
don't
did...
Don't do it. I'm telling you, get your away goal tonight because here's what's going to happen. You jinx it by talking about the final. They get beat tonight and don't go through. All the people on your blog are going to turn on you.
Stephen knows how that feels.
Correct, so I better shut my mouth right now.
Well, listen, Bobby's...
Football fans are very fickle.
Look, Bobby Zamora scored, I think, almost 20 goals in all competition. He scored six times already in the UEFA Cup. I say he gets another one tonight and maybe another clinching one at the Cottage. I want to see them go through.
And then, of
course...
But
although Rangers are heavily linked with HSV Hamburg, they've got our supporters club. They put our banners up. I mean, we've always been linked with Hamburg.
This is not about Rangers.
No, but we've been linked with them. So I'm aware of who Hamburg are. A lot of Rangers fans support Hamburg.
Do you think that he has a good semi-final? This is Bobby Zamora. I'm talking to you, Ross.
Yep.
Do you think a good semi-final, he gets a couple of goals in both these legs. You think he's on that trip to that plane to South Africa?
You would think he would be by now, Stephen. I really can't understand why there's so much question about it. I do see the point that he doesn't have much international experience, but he's playing in the English Premier League. He's playing in this competition. I think he's shown enough.
How quality would it be? Because you have Zamora and Dempsey sort of in forward roles for Fulham, and then they faced off at the World Cup. That would just be absolutely fantastic. Now, do we know if Fulham are coming here? I know Fulham came here a couple of years ago. Do you know if there are any plans for Fulham to come here in the summer?
To be honest with you, I'm hoping that they are. I've heard things on message. You know, I've seen things on message boards that there's a possibility, but that's as far as I know.
All right,
God, we've got Man United coming. We've got
Man City,
Milan,
Arsenal.
Juventus. Rangers, Celtic, we've got Arsenal's coming. Chelsea will be back over again, I'm sure, won't they? With the World Football Challenge.
Juventus, who else is coming?
Man United.
Yep.
Milan.
AC Milan?
Yeah.
Do we know that for a fact?
Yeah, Milan are coming.
Okay.
Rangers,
they probably still owe the Galaxy for Beckham.
Who?
I bet you they do, actually.
I seen him with Whoopi. He's with Whoopi last night.
Do you know? Was he? Whoopi Goldberg?
Well, who the fucking Whoopi do you know?
Where were they?
Where do you think they were?
Well, the Lakers didn't play last night.
Or the night before.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you. All right, Russ, good luck to your boys. We'll be watching them. I've got a meeting, but I've got the game TiVo'd. I'm going to go home and watch it because...
Tell us this, Russ. Is the game on Goal TV?
It's on Goal TV.
It's on Goal TV, correct.
Okay, well, I thought it might say Atletico.
I don't care what you thought.
Why?
All right, Russ, thanks.
We don't do Liverpool on Goal TV.
Thanks very much, mate. And we will speak to you soon. We'll speak to you before the home leg next week.
That would be great, guys.
Cheers, man.
Very
please,
nice.
Please go promote us to all your Fulham fans.
I will. You got it,
man. Thanks.